Hi there, and welcome back to the North Shore Alliance podcast. We take a break from our Tanakh series for Summer Jam Sunday, where we celebrate the Bible camp that our kids have been having over the past week. Here's Pastor Michelle with a message.
Morning. My name is Michelle, and I'm one of the pastors on staff here at North Shore Alliance. So I want to just say, if you are here for the very first time this Sunday, or you're already part of our church family, or you are attending with us online, a very warm welcome to you all. Thanks for being here. All right, just gonna get started. And of course, you have noticed that there are a lot of children in the room, and that is because we really wanna celebrate with you the goodness and faithfulness of God that we have seen evident throughout this week of Summer Jam. I want to walk you through an overview of what we covered this week with the children and the leaders attending Summer Jam. We'll take it day by day, and we will zoom in or magnify some of the big idea truths of Scripture that we explored. The reason for this is that repetition and revision are helpful for us in remembering. And that's important for the children who attended camp, but also for every one of us. The truths of this week are foundational in our faith with the Lord, and it doesn't matter what age we are. So, to get started, I'm going to begin with an appy. Growing up, I didn't go to church, like ever. It just wasn't something my family ever did together. My cousin got married, I think I was in grade 8 or 9, and I think that may have been the very first time I attended any kind of formal service in a church. Camps like Summer Jam and FLO were not on my radar at all, and I'm pretty sure FOMO hadn't even got a label then, but if I had known about the fun-filled camps like Summer Jam and FLO when I was a child, I'm pretty sure I wouldn't have wanted to miss them. And I actually realized this week that it was 20 years ago that I volunteered at my first ever Summer Jam at North Shore Alliance. The year was 2006. And there were volunteers in the nursery, so I left my baby girl, Zamira, with Joan Reeder, who was at the 9 o'clock service, so that I could be part of Summer Jam. And now, of course, so many things have changed, but not the main thing. Summer Jam remains the week where this camp exists to lift up the name of Jesus and to teach the children of our church about the love of God and His desire to have a forever friendship with each one. So I've been reading this book called Sticky Faith by Drs. Kara E. Powell and Chap Clark, and I've ordered a copy for the church library. I fully embrace the content and these really practical ideas that support the younger generations having a resilient faith that lasts. It has been my prayer, therefore, through this week that the children and the leaders who have come to the church every morning would be catching and growing a sticky faith, a faith that sticks. A faith that endures and grows for their whole lifetime. And there was a time that I thought of our summer camps as this really great highlight of the summer, but that thought was static. And it has now morphed into this active graphic in my mind where our Summer Jam and FLO weeks are not simply a stationary highlight, but a springboard, a launching pad where the children and young people will encounter the Spirit of the living God. And that will catapult them into this wonderful lifelong adventure with the Lord, our Creator and the lover of our souls. And it kind of looks like this in my mind. Okay. So, the Summer Jam week, the main course. The theme of our week is from Psalm 34, verse 3. Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. And each day we have zoomed in and magnified some of God's characteristics and who he is. Like busy bees, we have buzzed our way around the New Testament, and we've been collecting the good news from the stories that we have heard and read. And on a cool side note, apparently, when a bee flies, he builds up a static charge. And that static charge is the opposite of pollen. So when a fuzzy bumblebee lands on a flower, the pollen literally jumps onto the bee and sticks like a magnet. What a perfect model for our sticky faith. May the good news of these stories stick to us all. So on Monday, we magnified God. God created everything. And he created all of us. And he said that it was very good. He wants to spend time with us because each one of us is so important to him. In John chapter 1, we read, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." He was with God in the beginning, and through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. So now, pay attention here, especially if you're thinking that the whole message this morning is for the little ones and you could have slept in. Because John went on to say this in verse 12. "Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." So, if we believe in Jesus, we are his children. And it doesn't matter if we're 4 or 9 or 90. We went on to read the story of Jesus blessing the children in Mark chapter 10. And in that story, Jesus shows us by his words and his actions that he wants to spend time with his children. People were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly, I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children into his arms. He placed his hands on them and he blessed them. Jesus invites the children to come to him. Jesus' invitation remains to this day. He invites all of us to come to him like little children. We are important to him, and he wants to spend time with us. So you may ask, how do I come to him? And I want to say, God already knows your heart. You can pray a simple prayer, something like this: "Jesus, I want to come to you. Please help me to know you and be part of your kingdom." And if you pray like that, if you pray that prayer, tell your parents or tell a pastor, because we want to walk with you. On Tuesday, we magnified God's care. We met the Good Samaritan in the story that Jesus told in Luke chapter 10. There was a great skit put on by our leaders that took us through the story, and we learned that it doesn't matter if you carry your bag on your left shoulder or you put your sandals on the right feet. If you turn left or right to get to Jericho, we all agreed that we would rather not be like the priest or the Levite who left a man lying badly hurt on the side of the road. God cared for that injured traveler, and he sent someone else to help. It's better to be the good neighbor like the Samaritan and do the right thing by helping a person in need. God cares about what happens to us, and we can trust him to take care of us. We can also care for others. So on Wednesday, we magnified God's love. we heard the story of a man named Zacchaeus and how the love of Jesus changed his life around in the very best way. God is not okay with sin, but he still loves us. Now, we have a special guest joining us this morning, and I think I can hear something. That might be him arriving now. Do you hear that? Just arriving from Jericho in a time machine. He's, here we go. You can give him a call. Zacchaeus, here he comes. Zacchaeus. Thank you for joining us today, Zacchaeus. That must have been a really long way. A really long time.
Yes, thank you for inviting me, Pastor Michelle. That was quite the chariot ride you arranged for me. I was still looking for the horses. But must have been very expensive. Doesn't matter. I can't afford much anymore these days. But I sure am happy.
Hallelujah. So, Zacchaeus, we've been reading about you in the scriptures, and I believe that you met with Jesus, but you were up a tree when he found you. And so my question is, can you tell us a little bit about the day that Jesus came to your house?
I would love to tell you that story. Changed my life. So there I was up the tree because I wanted to see Jesus. As you've noticed, I'm kind of short, and there were so many people around him, and everybody wanted to see him, and I couldn't see him, and I couldn't get to him. So I climbed up the tree, and next thing I knew, he was standing under my tree and saying, "Zacchaeus, Zacchaeus, come down. I want to eat at your house today." And I'm going, "Zacchaeus, he knows my name. Jesus knows my name. We've never even met. And he wanted to come to my house? Nobody wanted to come to my house." I didn't know why in those days. I know why now. Anyways, we went to my house. We got the food all ready. Jesus was teaching all of his disciples and friends and all the people who were following him. And I was listening. But at one point, Jesus and I had a moment to talk, just the two of us. And he looked at me, and it was like he could see right inside me. And I knew he knew all the things I had done wrong. I had lied. I had cheated people, and I had stolen their money and kept some of it for myself. I didn't know what to do. But he looked at me with such love, and then I knew. I said, "I'm so sorry, Jesus. I won't do that anymore. I'm so sorry, and you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give away half of what I own to the poor, and if I cheated someone or took their money, I'm going to pay them back four times what I took." Well, so I got busy right away. I went and did what I promised Jesus. And the more I gave, the happier I got. And the people got happier too. Might have had something to do with the money. But anyways, I don't have much left now. But I have lots of friends. And I've told them about Jesus. And they met him. I might not have much money, but I feel richer than ever.
Amen. Wow. What a story. So I'm curious about one more thing. Mm. There was another tax collector. His name was Matthew, tax collector turned disciple. Did you ever meet Matthew?
Well, yes, I did, Pastor Michelle, and I know why you bring that up. Yeah, Matthew and I had a similar issue, shall we say. But Jesus loved me and helped me to change. Jesus loved Matthew and helped him to change. I might not have much money left now, but because of Jesus' love, I am storing up treasure in heaven.
Amen. Wow, what a story. Thank you so much for coming all this way to meet with us and share with us, Zacchaeus. But we're out of time. Oh. I think I hear the time machine. Oh. You better hustle.
Okay, I'll
see you.
Thank you.
Say goodbye. Wow. Heart transplants, time machines, and Jesus' love changing lives for the better. Thursday was just as good. We magnified God's forgiveness. We heard part of the greatest story ever told from Luke chapter 24. It was so sad. Then it was so happy. Jesus loves us so much that he died for us and he forgives us. Jesus rose from the dead, and that's incredible and amazing. But Jesus is alive. And we learned that there is no sin or mistake, no matter how big or gigantic or really horrible it is, that Jesus isn't able and willing to forgive. If we repent and ask Jesus to forgive us, he is quick to forgive, always. And as the scriptures say in John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. Anyone who believes in him will not die, but have eternal life. Praise the Lord. So on Friday, we magnified God's faithfulness. Jesus taught us about worry from Matthew chapter 6. He cares for us and he meets our needs. He gives us what we need to eat and he clothes us because we are important to him and we don't need to worry. Verse 33 says, "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." God is faithful in the big things of our lives and the littler things as well. God keeps his promises, and we don't need to worry. So you can tell, we have learned a lot this week. We have played a lot. We have praised God in song. We've met a bumblebee and a frog. We have done some cool artwork together. We've learned some sign language, and we've had freezies and hot dogs and popsicles and a bouncy castle and water balloons, extra chores and lemonade stands and generosity as children raised money for people in need. We saw some amazing creatures. Some were furry, some were scaly, and some were spiky. We have prayed and we have met new people and hopefully made some new friends. And the Lord has been part of all of it, and we are so grateful. God has been faithful all through the week and through the months of preparation, and we ask him to grow sticky faith in the lives of the children, the leaders, and their families. So if that was the main course, we're on to the dessert, and it's a takeaway. The sweet part of all of this is that if you are a parent, a guardian, a grandparent, a teacher, a coach, or a mentor, you get to be a really important part of the faith journey of the children in your care. What a privilege. In fact, there is research that conclusively shows that the home is a critical factor in the endurance of the faith of a child. And when we live out our authentic love relationship with Jesus consistently in our homes, we model what it can be like for children. And it really doesn't need to be perfect. God knows it is still effective. So mentors also play a huge role in developing and growing faith. I've told you the church was just not part of my life at all as a child, but I clearly remember my grade 4 teacher. Her name was Miss Keatley. She loved Jesus and she radiated his love to everyone. She modeled her faith beautifully to each of us. Every day in her classroom, she taught us songs about his love, and she sang, she played the guitar, she played the harmonica, she was kind, and she was funny, and I thought she was the bee's knees. It would be many years later that I responded to Jesus' invitation to come to him. But I've never forgotten Miss Keatley and how attractive her love for Jesus was. So I encourage you, discuss your faith with your children. Make it normal to speak about Jesus at home together. Pray together, play games and read books about him. Be honest about the challenges and serve the Lord together. Time flies. Your children are preteens before you know it, and then they're in youth, and then they're packing their bags and off to university. Zacchaeus wasted so many days until Jesus helped him to turn his life around. Don't waste these days. Live into the best of them together. They are a gift from the Lord. These good news stories from this week are for all of us. They encourage us. So walk out your faith together, building up one another in love, and pray for the children all the time. So now I'm going to invite the children up. Thank you for wearing your beautiful green t-shirts. And the leaders, come on up and help us to show everybody else in the room our memory verse. And then we're going to sing one of our favorite songs from this week for you. But I'm going to invite you, when the children are up here, to stand and sing and have a little party with us as we celebrate God's goodness.
Thanks for joining us on the North Shore Alliance podcast. Next week, we will continue our series to Knock. See you next week, and God bless.